next with Sunday, What's on Tap. And Sandy, I know a lot of people are excited about the opening of The Odyssey, which is interesting to me because if you had been assigned that book when you were in high school, you would have been, oh, no, I can't read this.
Homer, the only Homer I'm interested in is on The Simpsons.
No, this is true classic literature being brought to life by the same director of Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan, who won all of those awards during the Barbenheimer summer, if you recall, for being incredibly historically accurate for a three-hour film about Oppenheimer and the creation of the atomic bomb. Now, we've got The Odyssey, this epic poem written by Homer about the journey of Odysseus and all of his harrowing episodes, you know, the out of the frying pan into the fire, those types of journeys to meet a Cyclops, the Sirens, all of these obstacles.
And don't forget the Trojan
and
horse.
Sun. Exactly. There's so much to The Odyssey, such a massive story shot on a massive film. This is, according to IMAX, the first movie that's been completely filmed on IMAX. Matt Damon is Odysseus. And it's got
It's Matt Damon?
Yes.
Why do I get confused and think it's going to be Brad Pitt? Did he do a movie similar to this?
Brad Pitt did the movie Troy.
That's why I'm confused.
Yes, this is one of those stories that has been told over and over, time after time. But this, another fascinating part of this, I told you it's a huge film on IMAX. It's Matt Damon, other cast, Anne Hathaway, Tom Holland, Zendaya, who are a real-life couple, Robert Pattinson, I'm still Team Edward for Twilight, Charlize Theron is in it, Lupita Nyong'o, she even plays two roles in this. So it's a big cast of really accomplished actors.
And it's a long movie.
It's 3 hours long, and it was filmed in reality. Think Lawrence of Arabia.
No, wait, you know, what do you mean filmed in reality?
Six different countries around the world, real ships, real locations, instead of so much special effects and CGI. I'm sure there are some.
I was going to ask you, is there any CGI in this movie?
They're not claiming that. You know, like, okay. I'm sure there's some assistance, but as far as when you see masses of people on a ship, that is going to give it that reality, that more historic feel, instead of being able to tell all the superhero films, you know, where you really know this is a created world, or Lord of the Rings, where it's sensual eye candy, but you know it's a lot of graphic artists making that happen.
So who did they get to play Cyclops?
I don't know the Cyclops actor.
Well, I was wondering, is he real or is that CGI?
I was just going to say, they didn't go harvest a Cyclops out in the wild for that. But
well, how realistic do you want to get?
But Cyclops will be in the film. So okay. That is one of the mythological creatures that you will see, as well as Athena will be in the film. But it's interesting, you make this epic film, and I just told you, you know, the cast, that's been the blowback so far. I have seen social media, including Elon Musk, accusing this of being a woke film, because you have a multiracial cast. It isn't just all Greeks with flowing hair that you would think of in mythology.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing. If you've ever been to a Greek restaurant, the guys behind the counter are not necessarily looking like Brad Pitt or
swarthy
Matt Damon. That's a whole other look.
So, and then on top of it, another part of the blowback, which I think if you've made a film to this scale, if what people are critiquing before they even see the film and just see the trailer is that everyone has an American accent, I think you're doing pretty good. Because Christopher Nolan has said, look,
well, usually in those films, didn't they try to do a British accent?
And that was the classical film way of kind of giving it some sophistication and gravitas. But the ancient Greeks weren't speaking proper British either. So I think Christopher Nolan...
It's all Greek to me.
Right, yeah. But Christopher Nolan has made a choice to make this more accessible. So if you do want to learn about Greek history, or if you do want to enter this world, having subtitles and actually speaking Greek would be a hurdle to watching this film. Whereas
if
Shakespeare, if they're speaking like you, then you're more receptive to this story.
So if you're assigned this in class, you don't have to read it. You can just go to the movie.
That's where it's interesting. I haven't heard any massive historical conflicts. Like, you know, but it doesn't get this right, or it leaves out this character. But keep in mind, we haven't seen it yet. It comes out on Thursday. And so next weekend, this is going to be huge box office. I mean, absolutely huge. And if you are excited about IMAX, there's an IMAX 70mm. That's really how you're supposed to see it. But
I was going to say, how many IMAX theaters do we have in the area?
There are two Wisconsin IMAX theaters, one at Mayfair Mall and one in Fitchburg near Madison. So that's the AMC Fitchburg 18 in IMAX and the AMC Mayfair Mall 18 in IMAX. So you can look into tickets now, because these tickets, if you remember, went on sale this time last year and sold out. So you can still find them. But if you really want to be a cinephile and see it in IMAX 70 millimeter, the way it's meant to be seen and be completely immersive, unfortunately, the closest is going to be a 2.5 hour road trip to the southwestern Chicago suburb of Woodridge, Illinois, to the Cinemark Seven Bridges in IMAX. That's about as long as the film, 2 hours and 52 minutes.
I was going to say, well, you take 294 and then you get into construction, so it could be a lot longer. All right, so let's move on to something that's going to be a little more accessible, and it's playing right now, and that is Moana with my favorite, The Rock.
In live action.
Long and hair. He's got hair in this
as well, and that's been part of the controversy. So not exactly the opposite of The Odyssey, but this Moana is going to use a lot more CGI, and you probably will be able to get a seat today. I don't think these tickets are as in hot demand, because Disney has kind of struggled with this. This is the brand Moana. So it's, they want you to feel familiar enough to love it, but is it new enough to justify someone like you, Libby, to part with some bucks to go to the theater to watch this?
Well, especially if you've already seen the animated version with the same people doing those voices.
Those voices, and the sequel came out last year and made over $1 billion. So it's still fresh in people's minds. So it's going to be interesting at the end of this weekend to see if people really showed up because they love this unique story that Disney is telling about this Polynesian side of life and spirituality and nature and loving the ocean. Is there an appetite for this, to see this film in live action with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his flowing wig, which even Weird Al made fun of because it looks like Weird Al's hair.
But no shirt. which is worth it.
That's what
it's worth it.
But truly, will you go see this movie? Because you're a discerning person when it comes to going to see something in the theater.
I'll wait for it on TV.
Really? Even though you love Dwayne Johnson this much and he's all buff.
But if I stream it, he's in my living room. I can't take him home with me from the theater. All right, Sandy, what are you doing on What's on Tap this week?
Oh, we have lots to look forward to. I'm on the air pretty much every single day this week. And speaking of the Odyssey, I have a Marquette professor coming in to talk about what she knows of the historical accuracy and what her excitement will be for the film, which I think is going to be interesting. Also, a local photographer who got to photograph Jason Momoa's World War II motorcycles is going to join me. Plus, Gallery Night MKE is next weekend, a preview of that. And Shakespeare in the Park is back, so we'll preview their puppet-powered Richard III production and The Merry Wives of Windsor around the parks this summer.
Sounds like a plan. Sandy Max, What's on Tap all week here on WTMJ. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Libby.